Welcome to this brand new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. This podcast is hosted by Mark van Horik and myself, Elias Krum. We're both from Marketing Guys in the Netherlands. Welcome, Jake Brawley from HighSpot, based out of Seattle. Welcome on.
Hi.
Welcome on the Marketing Technology Podcast. Great that you took the time to be on our show. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me, Elias. I appreciate it.
Cool. So being on the Marketing Technology Podcast, we're going to talk a lot about what HighSpot does, what kind of solution you offer. But first of all, I'd like to know a little bit more about your extensive background. People can check you out on LinkedIn, of course, later on. But you know, I've done that before. But could you elaborate a little on your background and also what you're doing at HighSpot?
Sure. Yeah, I've been in and around the tech industry in various marketing roles and demand generation roles for the last 15 years or so. I've spent time at Microsoft doing product marketing for some of their flagship products, Windows Server, a lot of experience selling into the B2B space and enterprise space around that as well. Also spent some time at earlier stage venture-backed startups, K2 Software, which does business process management and workflow automation. I spent several years at a company called Apptio, which sells technology business management solutions to IT buyers. And most recently, here at HighSpot, where I joined 2 years ago and have been leading our global demand gen efforts to scale the business. And in the space of time since I've joined, we've gone from about 50 employees to now we're upwards of 300, and we'll be at 400 by the end of the year. So a variety of different experiences and going kind of small to scale.
Wow. So you've tripled in size in those 2 years.
Amazing. Yeah, it's been pretty impressive, actually. And I think we'll talk a little bit for the reasons why we benefited from this kind of growth. But I think a lot of it is what we're seeing happen in the marketplace for this technology and the solutions we sell. And, you know, it's interesting to be a marketing professional for a company that's solving some of the marketing challenges. So it's been a nice change of role for me in that way.
So, and what has your so you're heading the demand generation team, the demand gen team. How has that team changed in that period?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we've effectively gone from kind of a one operational owner of all of our sales and MarTech stack, and one demand gen owner. To kind of drive all of the channel execution, the campaign execution, and the tactics to support it. And in that space of time, we've now had to increase the size of our demand team to a team from 1 to 5. Our operational team has gone from 1 to about 5 as well. And so if you think about it from that standpoint, you know, that's 5x growth, but you face new challenges of how do you structure a team to support and scale with the business and that kind of extreme growth situation.
Absolutely. So you indicated that the growth, you've tripled in size the last 2 years, also is something that is market driven. Well, you're also a fan of Flip the Script and those kinds of books, I've noticed. People are basically stuff gets bought, not sold these days. That might have happened to HighSpot as well. What does HighSpot do that people want to buy? Because it's obvious that you're pretty hot in the market. People want your solution. So why is the product so hot?
Yeah, it's you know, the way that a B2B transaction happens today is much different than what it used to look like 5-10 years ago. And so the requirements for sales and marketing to address that new buyer behavior is really what's driving demand for new solutions. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk in marketing a lot and think a lot about the buyer's journey. And you know, what I've seen shift in even the last 24 months is that B2B buyers, especially for sales and MarTech, they don't want to be on a journey. They're actually looking for a destination. And so they're looking for prescriptive guidance, expertise, and knowledge that they're expecting a salesperson to have, which is much different than the expectations of what that salesperson brought to the table 5-10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so to respond to that, a salesperson really has to be proficient in the moment. And they, in order to execute and support the purchase decision and the evaluation process for today's buyers, they need to be equipped with kind of the knowledge and the guidance for the conversation that they're about to have, mm-hmm. so that they know what they need to know. Here's the education that I have to have and the knowledge that I have to have. They have to know then how to effectively position it. And then with the knowledge of those things, then they have to be able to execute and have the conversation, whether that's happening digitally, in person, via teleconference, or what's often the case today, which is multi-channel. And so you're having to support an omni-channel approach. And so the salesperson needs to be equipped with technology that helps them do that. And that's really what our technology and sales enablement technology addresses.
So I usually like to be very practical, because I can follow what you're saying, but what does the product actually do? Because I've seen it on the website, and people should absolutely take a look at the website. But just from a pragmatical point of view, so you're saying a sales is needs more information. You need to have more content, stuff at hand. You need to have the right education. And how does HighSpot help salespeople to be more effective?
Yeah, so that's a great question. At the core, it starts with a thing every organization has that its sellers need, and that's content. Mm-hmm. And you can think of content really in two different flavors. And I'll talk about the way that one of our analysts talks about the serious decisions. They would call it empowerment content, which is really the training content. Mm-hmm. Everything that a seller needs to know their trade, to know the products, to know how to position them, all of that internal content. And then the second type of content is what Serious Decisions calls activation content. And you can think of that as customer-facing collateral, mm-hmm. your sales presentations, your data sheets, everything you're going to use as a prospective buyer or a customer. And the age-old problem with that content is those two types of content are often in their own silos. But even just the customer-facing side of the coin, that tends to be something that most organizations don't have a single repository that a seller knows that they can go to, where it's always going to be accurate, always up to date, and they can easily find things. And so at the core, HighSpot solves that problem by bringing all of those content types into one place, provides the ability for a salesperson to easily either find by searching for that content, browsing for that content, or having machine learning provide recommendations so that a sales rep can discover the right type of content given the context of the engagement that they're engaged in. Wow. And so at the core, it's content, but content by itself isn't enough. You then need to provide the guidance around that. And so what our solution does is it surfaces the content side by side with the what should I know as a sales rep, mm-hmm. what should I say, and what should I show. And you know, that has to happen real time in the way that most conversations are taking place today in a transaction process. And so our technology surfaces that in an interactive format, so that if I'm a sales rep preparing for my 2 o'clock meeting, and I'm in, let's say, my CRM system, Salesforce or Dynamics, mm-hmm. I have that surfaced right there within the opportunity record itself. So everything I have is at my fingertips and in context of the situation that I'm in.
Wow. So that's Is that something that's usually being used by sales people in technological fields? Or because I've seen your references, you have customers like Siemens and SAP, and if you're selling it to the Germans, you must be really good. So that's my experience. So you can't make an error there. But is this something? Is HighSpot? Is there like specific verticals in which you're like more present than others?
Yeah, and you know, it really follows kind of a traditional technology adoption or maturity curve. It just so happens that technology as an industry has been doing what we call sales enablement for a long time. You know, even when I was at Microsoft 15 years ago, we were doing sales enablement then.
Sure.
And if you think about the reason why, it makes sense. You know, well, gee, at that time we were putting out new product innovation every 3 years. Or in some cases, every 5 years. But you know, if you think about a seller in that situation, they have to constantly be kept up to speed with what is their latest product offerings, what's the value proposition, how does it differentiate? And so technology was doing this just because the innovation cycles were compressed. If you fast forward to today, of course, that innovation is continuous. And so the need for technology sellers to have that level of proficiency is definitely at the front end of the adoption curve. But what we are seeing now is other industries, more traditional industries, such as manufacturing, healthcare, and life sciences. All of these industries are encountering the same challenge today, which is that their buyers are more informed about their products in some cases than the sellers are. And every industry now has technology as part of their product and service offerings. And so the need to stay current on the product offerings is now something that every industry is facing, along with the need to address more knowledge buyers.
Yep, absolutely. So what you're explaining here about HighSpot seems like a pretty difficult message to get around in a few words. For me, at least as a marketer, so that leads me to the question: is like how what does your MarTech stack look like? How are you marketing HighSpot?
Yeah, it's so we have an account-based approach to both selling and marketing, and we have a highly integrated motion. And so, just to give you an idea, we have upwards of 70 or so account development representatives who are doing the kind of outbound motion of demand generation. Mm-hmm. And then we have our inbound motion of demand generation using our digital channels, more traditional marketing channels like events. And because of that balance and the model that we have in our go-to-market, it requires a very high level of integration with our selling team in terms of how we do what you would consider marketing or demand generation.
Yep.
And so it truly is not just a lead function that marketing does at HighSpot. It's really what I think of more as a full funnel demand generation function.
So,
and with that, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so with that, what kind of tooling are you using there? So apart from HighSpot, I guess.
Yes, we absolutely use HighSpot. We use that extensively, and we use that both in marketing, we use it in sales, but then we also use it for any of our customer-facing roles, so our services teams, our account management teams, anybody who really interfaces with the customer. That's a core part of our technology stack. We also have standardized on Salesforce as our primary CRM, and we use Marketo for our marketing operations, and that's really the backbone of our demand gen tech stack. We also have,
it's specifically because you're saying you have standardized on Salesforce, and then you have adopted Marketo. So why didn't you choose to adopt Salesforce Pardot, or was that a legacy system? Was Marketo in place before Salesforce or something?
Yeah. It was in place before we actually took a look at Pardot, and there's a lot of benefits, obviously, to having the integrated stack in Pardot. But we have standardized a lot of our marketing processes and operations around Marketo today. And so there's a good amount of investment that we've already put into that technology to make that be our least viable option in the near future.
Cool. Yeah, because I know both of them, of course, but it's always intriguing to see why people choose to adopt Marketo above like a Salesforce Pardot. And have you integrated stuff with Marketo? So have you integrated a HiSpot or a chatbot for ABM or something with Marketo? Because I noticed you're on this MarTech stacking tool on the Marketo Launchpoint website. That's the website where you have all the add-ons for Marketo and integrations.
Yeah, we do have significant integration in Marketo. We use another tool called Full Circle that we do for kind of our lead to account mapping and our attribution. Mm-hmm. We also have significant integration, as you mentioned, into HiSpot on both sides of that tech stack, as well as to the rest of our technology stack outside of MarTech and sales tech, because we obviously have integrations with all of the content management systems. Mm-hmm. And where we actually publish and store our content, and the integration with those content systems is what allows HiSpot to surface all of the content into kind of one system of record or one system of truth for the content.
Wow. So you have quite a stack there with all kinds of neat tools. So if for our listeners, because not everyone is in this position yet, I would say, to have like a real marketing technology stack in place yet, but would you have advice for people on how to get to the best marketing technology stack?
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of models to follow. The way to think about it, at least the way that we've thought about it, is there's kind of the core infrastructure for your sales and MarTech stack, and that really is the Salesforce automation, marketing automation. And so that has to be something that, especially as a high-growth startup, you need to be thinking about how that scales so that you can support a workforce that's moving from 50 people to 300 to 1,000 in a short space of time.
Yep.
And so to have a strong core, I think that's really where the focus has to be initially. And then what we do and what we look at is how can we experiment with new technologies in maybe a limited scope trial so that we can test and validate new technologies before we adopt them. And so we've taken that approach with a lot of the other technologies in our MarTech stack. We did that with our Drift bot, as you mentioned, the Drift chat bot that we use. And we use that in a very targeted way. We actually use it for human chat. We actually use it as a way to drive deeper content engagement on our website. But that's something we started with a limited scope hypothesis, test and validate before we actually scaled it.
Yeah, we see that a lot with companies doing like a typical proof of concept type of thing. The cool thing I would say, because we had someone on the a couple of weeks ago on our marketing technology podcast, and we were also talking about Drift and the integration of Drift with Marketo. Have you seen that?
I have seen it. Now, we don't currently use Drift in that way today, but it's ultimately where we start driving more engagement in that way. We do that deeper level of integration is useful to us. Right now, we're still in a fairly limited scale in how we're using it, but we're seeing effective results, so it's promising.
Absolutely. So in short, what this Drift Marketo integration specifically does is ABM. So what we've seen with other companies is that they're using Marketo, and basically visitors that are identified within your automation software, either Marketo, but it could also be Pardot, get recognized on the website and get their own chatbot version. So specifically for account-based marketing, that's would be cool, but I've not spoken to a lot of companies yet that are fully adopting it. So should there be listeners that have that, we want to be in touch and hear your experiences, of course, but especially because you are using Drift and Marketo, I was just curious about the integration, but it's probably a next step you're taking.
That's exactly right. In fact, a lot of what we're doing right now is maturing our technology, and we're looking to adopt new technologies to start to build out and refine our account-based marketing approach. Yeah.
So that's definitely
on the roadmap.
Cool. So you have a roadmap there, and have you already put something on the roadmap? Because we're talking about this technology stack here, and you're also tied very much into LinkedIn and LinkedIn Sales Navigator with HighSpot. That's something you could also put into that Marketo integration list, right? Is that something you're using at the moment?
We are. We do use Sales Navigator extensively, but again, with the deeper levels of integration for some of the ABM scenarios, we are just starting to dip our toe into some of that.
Okay, so cool. I think it's great that there is a lot of information for our listeners that they can really use here, because not everyone has a MarTech stack that is as cool as you guys have. I think we're heading towards the end of our interview here. What I'd like to have to hear from you is, do you have one final advice or tip for marketers within the, I would say, SaaS industry as a marketing tip? So what kind of tool or methods should they absolutely be using, and do you think can lead to success within the SaaS industry?
Yeah, it's the kind of three legs of the stool that we've been talking about, which is your CRM, your marketing automation, mm-hmm. and the third leg of the stool mm-hmm. really has become sales enablement technology. Believe it or not, and this was from a Forrester research that was recently conducted, the same amount of budget is now being spent by marketing teams on marketing automation software as it is as they're spending on sales enablement technology, mm-hmm. just to kind of put that into perspective. Yeah. And I think the reason for that is because marketing in general is really going through a transformation of what most marketing professionals have been gold on historically, which is lead generation, awareness, et cetera, top of funnel, and being asked to contribute more tangibly to revenue growth and driving demand. And so moving from a top of funnel model into kind of a full funnel model, then technologies that support those sales enablement automation become really important, because that's really at the core of your funnel beyond the top of funnel. And so that's what I would think of as kind of your triad or your infrastructure that you can build your demand gen around.
Thank you. Thanks for those practical tips that you're giving. Thank you, Jake, for being on the Marketing Technology Podcast. Should people want to reach out to you, or should they want to know more about HighSpot, what's the best way for them to reach you?
You can send me a LinkedIn, you can direct message me on Twitter, or you can send me an email, jake@highspot.
Okay, so we'll put that in the show notes, of course. And if people want to know more, they can reach you in any case. Thanks again. Thank you for being on the show, Jake.
Thank you, Lyle. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes and subscribe to our iTunes channel. Also, if you want to be interviewed on this podcast, or if you have any questions on marketing technology, send me an email on e.crum@marketingguys.nl. Thank you.